Perek Beis, Siv Beis. The rest of the Sefer is in the sugya, going further and deeper into the sugya of Torah Lishma. We went through some of the basics. Now it's the development of this search that the Lema HaTorah, that the person who's learning Torah, conducts in the act of learning to connect to the Bar Ilum, to the Creator of the world. One of the great difficulties that a person has when learning Torah is the feeling of getting lost in the details. There are countless prote in the halachas of Torah, which when a person learns these, not just in halacha, mefarshim, the gemaras, mishnayim, and so on, but when a person learns all of the prote protem, can begin to feel that he's lost touch with the forest because he's gotten so completely enmeshed in the trees. And just this morning we were learning from the Piyasat's Neschus Yigin, we were learning how he brought down the Gemara of Lechar V'Yushalayim Shemidu Dinim Al Din Torah, how Yushalayim is destroyed because in their learning, in their keeping mitzvahs, in their learning, in their observance of mitzvahs, they lost sight of the forest, and they became stuck completely in the trees. The relationship between the protim of Yiddishkeit, the details of Yiddishkeit, and the details of Limud HaTorah, and the klal, the bigger picture of what it means, what the Torah is, the infinite light of Hashem, is what the tzaddik is talking about here. Ikar limud Torah lishma, beis beis. Ikar limud Torah lishma, binyanim haruchniyim. Now, in order to accomplish this, which we learn to uncover the Infinite One, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through learning, Begalis or Ein Saif B'Chachma, those were the words of the Baal Tanya. In order to accomplish that, so Rav Kook says that Binyanim HaRuchniyim, when you're learning Pnimiyas HaTorah, the Ruchniyas, straight Ruchniyas part of Torah, Miskayma Dabar Kipshuta. Then it's Miskayan Kipshuta. In other words, when you're learning Pnimiyas HaTorah, whatever that might be, Chassidus, Machshava, Musa, whatever, when a person's learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's open and clear, that that's who we're discussing and what we're discussing, which is the chalav and dvash, the milk and honey of Torah. And when a person is in the sugya of the Baruch Shalom in his learning, so then this kamad of a kipshuta. So then one connects to the infinite light of Hashem in an obvious and direct way. Unless, of course, the person is just doing it with his seichel, we're not assuming that, that's what we're talking about, just because he wants to write a book about the spheres or something. But if a person is learning Pnimiyas HaTorah, he's learning about the etzem of that relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kirvas Hashem, Because closeness to Hashem and the exaltedness of Kedusha, of holiness, is Gluya Behem, is revealed in these Svarim. That's what's being learned. That's what you're learning about. That's what you're reading. That's what you're discussing. It's open. Ha'odam Yisraimim Ayodam. I mean, Mela, the person, by learning these limudim, by learning these Torahs, the person is uplifted. He's inspired. He tastes at the taste of Kivas Hashem, closeness to Hashem. The problem, of course, as I said a moment ago, the problem is when you're not learning those parts of Torah, and in the curriculum of the yeshivas, the traditional curriculum, and the curriculum b'chlal of men when they're learning, as it should be, the majority, the great majority of time, is not spent learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or talking directly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The vast majority of time is spent in the trees, in complicated sugyas, in the different sections of Torah Sh'bal Peh. A person in his learning can go throughout the entire day and never once mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it happens on that block of Mar, that there's a pasuk that was brought down, so then you have a little bit of a pasuk. Other than that, it could be you spend 10, 12, 13 hours, 14 hours talking about very, very mundane things of this world in the context of the sugyas that you're learning, and you don't talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a boy that I know that was thrown out of yeshiva because, not high school, Bis Medrash, he was not out of Bis Medrash he was in, because he went over inappropriately, although accurately, to the Rosh Yeshiva, and said, "I've been in this yeshiva for over a month, I haven't heard one mention of God's name here. I haven't heard anything about God at all in this yeshiva." And the yeshiva got very angry about that and said to him, yelled at him, "If you want to go to Baal Tshuva yeshiva, it's not for you." And he answered, "That's all the Baal Tshuva, there's God, and over here there's not God." It was a whole terrible thing. Baruch Hashem, he got married last year and he started to keep mitzvahs again. It was a long time that he wasn't keeping mitzvahs, the way the whole thing took place. So, which he shouldn't have said in such a way, but he wasn't wrong, but it wasn't derech eretz. But there's something that one feels is missing. And those of us who grew up in the system, we were just conditioned by that system, and we didn't give much thought to God, and it wasn't really part of our conversations or of our, honestly speaking, it wasn't part of our interest. It was to understand what we were learning, and to try to become good at it for reasons that we couldn't really understand why that was so important. And as we're growing up, we need to understand. The point is not to learn less, God forbid. To learn, Yemur, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, to learn Mishnayos, and for the women to learn the Svarim, to learn Tanakh, and so on. But there, it's easier to access, obviously, the Svarim. But to learn. But what is the way? What? How is it that we're going to remain connected to that or Ein Sof b'chachma that the Tanya was talking about, or the way the Rav Kook put it, Ein Mitzias Yosin Achmad and Lesik Mu'ula Mikol Mash Evshalei Chosha. When a person is sitting over a Gemara in Brachas and he's talking about bathrooms for 2 weeks, bathrooms, but not nice bathrooms. We already have, these are not nice bathrooms. We're talking about old-fashioned ways that people took care of these things. And he's in this Indian for 2 weeks. And he's going for all the Rishayim in this Indian. And all he talks about all day long, things that are like, that otherwise one would be embarrassed to ever mention. And that's all he talks about. And how do you come out from the Beis HaKisei with the Ar Ein Sof Shebechachma, the infinite light of Hashem? And all week long you have your head in the bathroom. So Rav Kook says, "Ubinyonim hamaisim." So when it comes to the inyonim haruchniim, the ruchnius of Torah, you learn chesidus, a person who's he's on a madrega, learns Kabbalah, Musa, Machshavah. We understand this. That's openly talking about God. But the inyonim hamaisim, when it comes to the practical side of learning, meaning the inyonim that are not talking about Hashem. So the first thing is, Rav Kook says, the first thing, the Aleph, Tzrichim Lahavin. You must understand. Tzrichim Lahavin. Shehem Kulam Si'ifim Ulevushim Shal Or HaYoshev VaHatzedek HaElokei. That every single thing that we're learning in Torah, no matter how far removed it appears to be from the infinite light of Hashem, every single thing that we're learning are si'ifim, outgrowth, paragraphs, like a si'if in a sefer, like we're learning now, si'if base. A si'if are subcategories, paragraphs, extensions. Ulevushim and garments shall or hayoshev ha'tzedek eloki. Of that godly light, of Yosha and Tzedek. Of Yosha and Tzedek. Yosha, of course, means, like Nisil Zisharim, to be upright, to be straight, to be Erlich. Or HaYosha VaHatzedek, and of righteousness and Yashus. So, any tiny detail that a person is learning in the halachas of the Beis HaKisei, the Berfum, even though it seems to us to be focusing on such a not just a physical thing, but a disgusting thing. Every single prat of and every prat should a prat is a garment that contains within it, inside of it, the infinite light of God's of that godly yosher and tzedek in the world. When a person does what he's supposed to do in the Beis HaKisei, how according to halacha, and when he's learning those halachas and all of the details of those halachas, he is, as we learned from the Tanya, embracing the king, albeit the king is wearing these garments. So when he's learning the halacha, when he's learning that halacha, he doesn't feel the presence of the king in an obvious way, because the king is wearing many garments. But underneath all of those garments, the one that you're embracing is the king, is the master of the universe. Sichem lahavin shem kulam si'ifim levushim shel or ha'yoshev ha'tzedek ha'eloki. U'besayit kol ha'protem yachad. And within all of those details, together, within all of them together, nimtzeis Hanishom Elokis, Nimtzeis, the next page, if you have this, Nimtzeis, page Tazayin, and with all of those details together, Nimtzeis Hanishom Elokis, Shel Shichlul Ha'olam, of the Tikkun of the world. It's interesting, it's so interesting how Korach, one of Korach's Tainas was a Talish Shakula Tchelus, right? Everybody knows. It's a funny thing. Talish Shakula Tchelus, who do you think we're talking about here? Korach was a Veltz Lamden. Korach was a huge Talmud Chacham. So he has a Taina. So Talish is Kula Tchelus. No. The whole garment is Tchelus. So why do I have to have it sealed Tchelus? That's what he's asking. If you have a garment that's completely the blue color, it's kulot chaylas, then why do I have to have, why on that talus, why would I have to have a little string chaylas? It should be put, right? It's kulot chaylas. The tachlis of chaylas, we spoke about Lech Shabbos a little bit, right? The tachlis of chaylas, and that's the connection between Shlach and Kairach Chazal Palas. They need a chaylas, the Gemara says in Menachos, a chaylas, is Daimel Yom, like the ocean, the call of the oceans, and Liriki in the sky, and the sky, Kisya Kov, and somehow you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You climb up that ladder from the blue string to the ocean, ocean to the sky, HaKadosh, the Shechina, whatever, Kisya Kov. So Karach Tainas, Atalas is Kula Tchelas, everything's Tchelas, but you have to have a Psil Tchelas. So Karech Vatayna, that we should just learn about Hashem. We should just learn Kabbalah, Hasisvei Torah, Chassidus. We should learn about the bigger picture. And then maybe just to be told, like, you know, not to Mechal Shabbos, you know, what to do, what not to do. Probably finished. Atala Shekulut Chelus wasn't need a Psil Chelus. Psil, what does it mean, that string? The string means every tiny detail, every tiny little knot. Every tiny little detail, every little string. So you tie in this, if a person is enwrapped and enraptured by the Kisei HaKavod, then why do you have to worry about the tchelus, about the string? You have to realize that, like Chazal says, a pikeach hayu. He's a big person. He's a brilliant person. Korach, that shita of Korach is a shita that would, of course, surface at different times in history. Those who sought to do away with the Torah Shebaal Peh, Karoim, the Stukim, of which there are still Shiraim in the world, of that minus, of that tumor. Of course, the most powerful and destructive emergence of the Shita of Korach would be in Christianity, which eliminated halacha from Yiddish, and in doing so, of course, made it not Jewish. Was Yoshke himself went in a Talmud film, but the Talmidim of the Talmidim don't have Talmud film. They're not Jews. Originally, of course, they were all Yidden. What's the taina? The taina is the pratim. The Baruch Shalom is not found in the details. With the details, you lose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ikar is to wrap yourself in a talus which is kulat chelus. You understand? Kulat chelus. I mean, God. Everything is God. Kulat chelus. We're talking about spirituality. I wonder sometimes, what are they, not that I want to know the answer to this, but I wonder sometimes, what do they say like in their drushes, these galochim, like every Sunday? Like, what do they have to, what is there so much to talk about? I know they talk about being nice and being humane and about, I guess, gay rights and things. I don't know. But, or maybe not by some of them, they don't talk about that, unless the galoch himself is one. But, what's the Indian? Nothing is a machayid, it's a pachad, that a person should go like that his whole life to hear drushes. Without any pratim, maisim, lahavim. All they can talk about is a talish at kula tchelis. It's all what Christianity is, a talish at kula tchelis. Therefore, everybody is the same. Because in that big blue talus, everybody could get wrapped in that talus. And there's God, and we talk about God. You understand, there's no chilek whether a person is a Vilna guy and he's Moshe Kapaya. Must not give it. It doesn't make a difference, because the pratim are meaningless. Christianity eliminated the details. Eliminated the trees. And in doing so, destroyed the forest. Not that that was the original intention, but that's what happened. And it didn't take a long time for that to happen. If it begins with, I'm not going to learn the Perek and Shabbos or Blazer the Mila. Then it begins, then the next stage is, if I'm not learning already the halachas of Bris Mila, then there's no longer necessary to give a Bris Mila. If the Gemara becomes unimportant, and if the Shulchan Aruch becomes irrelevant, Mazel Tov Avraham. If it becomes Merchasson L'Esnaitan. if that becomes irrelevant, so then the gdukah mitzvahs, then a life of mitzvahs becomes meaningless. And that's what Christianity did. It emptied out. But in doing so, God was lost. And they talk about God all day. But you understand what happened. Since there's no longer any details, there's no longer any God. If there's no longer any God, then I have to speak about Yashka being God. I mean, I need something. So if there's no God, then I have to have the guy that's hanging on the wall. I have to have something. Not only that, but I have to have something that I could carry around with me in my pocket, on my neck. That's what Rav Kook was talking about, not here, but in the Oiris more, the union of Karachius that I mentioned last week. Karachism. In the Oiris, Rav Kook speaks about Karachius. By communism also this would come out. Communism is a later stage, a later development of this. What's communism? Also, Talish and Kulot Chelis. Everybody's the same. There's no proton. If there's no details, then there's no chilik between Pliny and Almayni. Unless you happen to be in the Kremlin. But as far as the hundreds of millions of miserable people who lived under communist dictatorships, so it's kulam kedoshim v'seichem Hashem. Also, without God, the presence of God, who shines a flashlight on every single detail of your life and in every single person, and the prati pratim of that person's life, was not acceptable, not in Christianity, and not later on in communism. And we have to, and even though it sounds like something like that, it's an ultimatum, it doesn't apply to us. There is always, till Mashiach comes, there is this danger that is always lurking behind the scenes to underplay the significance of the halachas of Beis HaKisei and Shulchan Aruch. Meaning as an example, as a mashal. Last week I had one of the biggest simchas that I've had in so many years. I was mishtatif in Sim. I was in Yeshiva Farakway, which is a place where I'm very connected. I used to daven there for many years. We lived in Farakway, and I'm very close to the people there. And I was zeichet to see, I don't know how many boys can I know her. There are a lot of boys that finished. They finished Masechet Bava Basra. You ever tried doing that? Bava Basra. They were the whole chevra there, like 50, 60 boys finished Bava Basra. Biggest Masechta Bava Basra, and they finished. Then there was another chevra that finished Gittin for the fourth time. Another chevra, a whole bunch of boys that finished Masechta Sukkah. So I was talking to one of the rabbis. He said to me, "Not that I was misspelled from that. That they finished." And he said, "Not that each one could be tested and do so well necessarily in the test and all of them." I said that if they spent time, they went through a whole Masechta. All these masechtas and learn. It's the biggest nachas ruach that we could have. Learning, and all the prote protim of learning, and all the prote protim of shmiras mitzvahs. But Rav Kook says, you have to be careful. You have to remember always and understand and remember every single detail is a garment. It's a se'if, an outgrowth on a garment of that godly light, of Yashus, Tzaddik, Yashus. Ubesayach kol ha'protim, yachad nimtzeis ha'neshama, ha'elokis, shel shichlul ha'olam. And all these details together, nothing can be missing. When all of them come together, then we have what? Nimtzeis, we find neshama, Haneshom ha'elokis shall shichlul ha'olam, of the tikkun of the world. It's so interesting how you have, by a lot of non-Orthodox people, non-Orthodox denominations, Jews, our brothers and sisters, who even years ago they put out a magazine they called Tikkun. And they constantly, it's still around? I guess until the Tikkun it will be around. And they constantly use the term Tikkun HaOlam. It's a very popular phrase that became by the non-Orthodox, Tikkun HaOlam.
Oh,
Yeah, how many of those even know what the word tikkun means or the ha'olam means? But someone told them it means what tikkun ha'olam means. So, the tikkun ha'olam that takes place through leading a moral, ethical life with high holidays, however they're kept, and a little bit, you know, Israel. A little bit, bagels and lox, and a story about, you know, a story from Shalom Aleichem or something. And this is the Tikkun Ha'olam. This is the Tikkun Ha'olam. The Tikkun Ha'olam is to be found in every tiny detail of Shas, Bavli Yerushalmi, of every halacha in Shulchan Aruch. But be careful, because we already have spoken over the years, almost every day. But what happens is, God forbid, if you forget about the Bayin Shalom, and all you have are the trees, then we have a lot of what's going on nowadays in Yiddishkeit. A lot of what's going on in Yiddishkeit. Now, this is my name. There are more people that are learning, but doesn't necessarily mean that, as we learned this morning, that there's no Eved Hashem, there's an Eved Hashem. You can have the glatt kosher food and wine trip to Italy and to France, to go back to the place where that wine originated, and to have a kosher tour. So to be without the Kodesh Baruch. So we need both. That's what it means, Torah Lishma. Rav Kook says Torah Lishma, on the most basic level, means that in your learning, you constantly are cognizant of this, and you constantly remember that all of the protim, all of the infinite details of halacha, of learning, each one is the sweetest levush garment. When a person dresses beautifully, it's to the every single detail is just perfect, just right. It's a levush. When a person really knows how to dress, you know, people, when you see someone that really knows how to dress, even though it's silly, but it's a very nice thing to see. The person that takes care of every single detail is not a batlan. No, the guy that dresses in the tie is just perfectly coordinated with the perfect. Before the chasna, I ran in. I had to pick up something over there by the clothing, by the chasidic clothing place, because it was the wrong thing. I had to switch it. So I ran in for a second, and they had the suspenders that you can get that match your bekeshah. So I said, no, it's getting dangerously close to closing over here. You know, it's fine to have regular suspenders. You don't have to have any suspenders that match. You know, they'll make the suspenders with the material. No. So that's already on Lee Avenue. It's already, you understand. Alright, so how is he supposed to be fashionable over there? Unless you can get like a little color in your bekeshah and a matching suspenders. I don't know who sees your suspenders anyway. Okay. Kalponim, it seems to be maybe that's something that's starting over there. I don't know where that's going to lead to, but it's starting. So, when you have a person who's fashionable, you know he has the tie, and he has a cheshman. You know, what the tie, if you hear the pilpul is going on in my house, Erev Arachasn, about what tie daddy is supposed to wear. That's me, daddy. By the chuppah, because I'm asking for that. That until after the chuppah, I go, it makes my mother happy, it makes everybody happy for the pictures in the paper, I put on a tie. So it has nothing to do with religion. I hated neckties from the time I was a little boy. It had nothing to do with religion. It's just I use religion as one of the main reasons I became Hasidic. That's how it started. That's because I have a lot of hakaras at times, the neckties. Because I had to get out of that. Now I had like a whole big religious thing to tell my father why I don't have to wear a necktie. Because I want to be like I was 80s and, you know, so. The emesis, I just hate it. So there's a whole pilpul in the house, and I stood there like a hinta kapar. It's just, can you already just get me a tie and put it on? I mean, I'll stand there, just wrap it around my neck, choke me, and I'll up. Because daddy, I said, what's the big mystery? I wear a black coat and a white shirt. That's all I have. Black coats and white shirts. You couldn't figure out since Ushi's Chasna what necktie I'm supposed to wear for this Chasna?
put on a tie, give me out a tie once. So in the end, it came out it was Ushi's chasna tie, because so Ushi had to get a new tie for his chasna. For this chasna, he had to get a new tie, because the tie from the last chasna wasn't good, so they gave it to me. So I got that chasna, I got that neck. Yeah, no, all right. Ask him. It's just a few minutes, it's a chesed, so I don't mind doing it. But you know, how it's an important thing in a person, you know, when you see, I'm not even talking about with women, but there's the whole big Indian. But even you have men, that they'll go and have the levushim every prat, when they go out from the house, they got that tie, and they got, sometimes they wear like a, that it's not bad enough that the necktie, they wear a little like a metal thing, like a torture thing across the tie, or to choke them even more, and then they have a little handkerchief coming out from the jacket, and a little, and everything is just like this. When they went to the store, they went to the store, they went exactly. So pinklach should be. So what's that a marshal? I mean, it has to be something. It's not a small thing in the world. It's billions and billions of dollars. A kleinigkeit. It's not a small thing. It's the understanding that levushim make a difference. Levushim are important. And how every detail of a levush requires attention. And that every detail of a levush is saying something about the person who's wearing it. Again, in the fashion world, it's whatever that's saying. I don't know what they say. It's a fashion statement. What are you saying? I don't know what you're saying. It's a statement. They say they use such a thing. It's a statement. What the statement is. But every prat means something. It means something. So Cook is saying that when all these that you have to constantly remember this, that the soich kol ha-protim yachad, that somehow when all those protim come together, nimtzeis ha-neshama lekis shel shichlul ha-olam. You don't know how it happens, but somehow with all the details of the levushim, it comes out what? Shichlul ha-olam. And it's not only Ben-Olam Le-Mokam, it's Ben-Olam Le-Chaveru, of course. We're not only talking about the halachas of the Beis HaKisei, we're talking about all the halachas of Shmir Zaloshin. You ever learn Shmir Zaloshin? It's a very hard sefer. Very, very hard sefer, Shmir Zaloshin. Very, very complicated sefer. Them is, it's much harder than the Mishnah Berurah. Whoever learns Shmir Zaloshin knows that it's much harder than the Mishnah Berurah, because after you learn, when you learn Shmir Zaloshin, after each chiluk, after each part, you know, it's hard to understand what's exactly, how does this apply? It's very hard. So not just Ben Olam Malkam, the mitzvah is Ben Olam Chaveira, Shmir Zaloshin, and so on. That all of those, every single detail is like the kerchief, it's like the tie, lahavla, no one says a muscle, the tie. You have people that wear socks, that have akpad, that the socks should have, I don't know, that the socks should have a design on them. Which, I don't know, unless you're thinking of wearing shorts or Bermudas with your socks, which usually, you know, that only went with the old timers. Nowadays, it's not such a popular look. Maybe it is, I never know from day to day, but... But the Bermudas with the black socks look. You know what I'm talking about. So, that was a look that we used to have. But what's the nafkimi, whether you have little things on your socks? Now, people will go to the sock store, or the department store. Also, it's a shop of Italia. This sock has this on it. This sock has that on it. And why would anybody, why would you care what anybody, why, first of all, who looks at your feet, what your socks look like? And what's the nafkimina to have like this, or to have like that? It has a dot, or it has a stripe. But people have akpad with the socks. Also have akpad. Pinklach. Just like this. And a person will spend time going from this store to that store to find that sock. This one should be pinklach like this. And I didn't even talk about women, because it's not our asik. But with the women, with the inyan of clothing, it's a tremendous amount of time and energy goes into that, and there's nothing wrong with that if it's balanced enough. But the person doesn't forget their Baruch Shem, obviously, and it's sinua in the right way. But this all a mashal. Where does such a taiva come from? Where does such a fascination and an obsession come from with levushim, with garments,
with every single prat, with every tiny little detail. Because all of the levushim together, all of the levushim together, the soif kol ha-pratim yachad nimtseis ha-neshama l'kish ha-shichlo ha-oilam. Everything is a levush for HaKadosh Baruch. Not just every tree in the forest, every leaf on every tree, and every tiny cell in every leaf. It's all levush for the infinite one. When a person is learning Torah, every prat that you're learning in Torah is part of that whole picture of the neshama l'kish, that's besoich kol ha-pratim, that's inside all of the pratim. And if you neglect, if you, God forbid, neglect those pratim, then you're going to lose God. History has proven that every time. Every time Jews have tried to get out of the pratim of Torah Sheba'al Peh, every time they've tried, it has failed, and it's taken away a chunk of Klal Yisrael, a piece of the Jewish people, gets lost. V'hi lo titzlach. It simply can't be. It can be. So shichlo ha'olam b'chayim, b'chayim v'ruach. In practical life, there's a tzedek. That's what Rav Kook is saying. There's a yosher and a tzedek eloki. There's a godly yosher, godly tzedek that emerges from all of those details coming together in your life, b'chayim, b'chayim, in the physical life of the bathroom, and how you eat. The halach is a betziyas apas, of making a suda, of eating a suda. The halach is of chayshem mishpat. So some of the most difficult halach is of tarshu apah and chayshem mishpat. All the halach is of chayshem mishpat. Every single detail, even if it's something which you can't imagine, how could this possibly apply to me right now in my life? Has no gear to me. But every single detail is a piece of that big neshama of kivyachol, of the or ein sof b'chachma that the Tani was talking about, of the infinite light, b'chachma that's mislabish in the details, b'chaim in life, b'chaimer in physical matter, v'ruach in ruach, b'chevra society, how people get along with each other. The chevra. When you get rid of Torah, you destroy society. Every other system that has been created to replace Torah as a way of conducting society has failed, including democracy. Democracy is a failure. It's better. Democracy is better than the other choices. Certainly better. Questionable, but much, much better democracy. But it's a failure. Any tikkun of the chevra, of society, that is not a tikkun that comes mitoich, the protim of the neshama lukis, of the tzedek and yosha, of teresh baal peh, of teresh Hashem, ultimately is doomed. That means a society of non-Jews, a society of goyim, without the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Which the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are the aside of the Tzedek and Yosha Eloki for the nations of the world. And how each one of those Sheva Mitzvahs, each one of those, is part of creating a society that is godly, itself is a huge subject in Torah, and requires tremendous hizbainanus to understand. What does Eva Menachai have to do with it? Every single society that has undertaken the project of Shichlul Ha'olam, Tikkun Ha'olam, repairing the world, has failed. And not only has it failed, but to a large extent, and here democracy is certainly much better, but to a large extent has brought Mozarts, what communism brought to the world. Hitler and Marxism also wanted to fix the chevra. He also wanted. Chief is fixing the world. His thing to fix the world was to get rid of the Jews. He also wanted to fix the world.
The United Nations also is busy with Tikkun HaOlam.
In society and the life of the individual. One has to think of this and remember this when learning all the Prate Pratim, even though it's very hard to feel that. We're going to learn much more about how to feel that. Umimela, Noikev Ha'or, the Yoreid Gamkein B'chol Pratu Prat. Mela, the light is able, the light, the infinite light of God, is able to break through, to crack through, and to penetrate, and to enter and to descend into every single detail. To every detail. The infinite light of God is noikev har, pierces through, bursts through. And as the yoreid and it descends, and it enters into chol pratu prat. We can understand, again, Dav Marshall, in a marriage. If a person says, again, it's only a Marshall Ba'alma, but a person is, there's by a marriage, there's the Makif and there's the Pnim, there's the Klal and there's the Prat. The Klal of the marriage is two people who love each other. Whatever that means. Two people who love each other, and they might even be standing under the talis together. It could be a talus, which is called chaylus. Everything is gewaldic. Oh, they're standing on this talus. And they have this tremendous love. And then afterwards, in the course of marriage itself, over the years, one or both have stopped paying close attention to the protim. So the husband says, can't I still love my wife even though I don't take care of her financially? Can't I still love my wife even though I don't help her with the children? I don't help her when things are hard for her. The main thing is we have this ein sof shebechachma. But if a person, everybody that's married knows, that you could have the biggest or ein sof b'chachma by the chuppah, but if you begin to neglect the protein of marriage, of life together, if the levushim become meaningless to you, then that big love that was by the chuppah doesn't last long. You also need, of course, to constantly infuse the hergish of the chuppah into the protein of life. Of course, that's what Chuk is talking about. But oy vavoy. If you think you're going to be like these, some hippies from the 1960s, and they just have love, and we're going to go off and love each other, we see what happened to all that ahava. It's, you feel so much ahava. What happened to all the ahava from the 1960s and 1970s? Ahava. Huh?
They became president and senator.
They became, right. First senator and then president. First you start off senator, and then you become president. Right, the ahava. So feel ahava, without the protein of leading a decent moral good life, without paying attention to the protein. That's why you saw that by the hippies. I mean, the young people, you heard of the hippies, right? Not that. I don't know what's known anymore with this stuff, but that's why you see it. What happened to them? They stopped paying attention to clothing, right? It was one of the first things. They stopped paying attention to clothing. Like the inyan was there to look like a shlum. To look like his love. Now, what does it mean? It means that the Pratim, that's for the old times. They care about these things. We're free. We're free of those constraints of the Pratim. The first things that they wanted to get rid of Torah Shabbat Peh, the hippies. Why? Because they were living in a Talos of Chul Tcheles. Talos of Chul Tcheles. Love, peace on earth. They have a Yom Tov they call Earth Day. Yeah, they can't. One person can't get along with the person in the same room with them. He's making ready an Earth Day. He's ready for the whole Earth. Earth Day. The Earth Day.
It's such a hasagi. He has the whole earth. He's making a yontif. The first thing they got rid of was they got rid of the levushim. Kaidim, they got rid of the levushim, plain and poshut. Just got rid of clothing. Get rid of clothing. And then making us to wear clothing to look like a zlog. And that's a sign of chesivus. That's like they came out, they said in some offices, someone told this to me last year, one of the chever, that they made a thing that in the offices in the city that you should go one day casual or something.
Fridays.
Huh?
Fridays.
Is it still like, there's a thing like that? All over, they do that?
Casual.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake. On many levels, it's a mistake. And it's coming from a guy that doesn't like a necktie. But where's it coming from? Where's the emes it's coming from? It's coming from Hefkeris. It's coming from Hefkeris. It's coming from a deep desire to get rid of the Pratim and of the Levushim and to let down certain formalities that need to be, especially with our men and women together. That's all it is. People should be comfortable. You go be comfortable at home. Go on vacation to be comfortable. Who says that at work you're supposed to be so comfortable? That Hemshech of the 60s, of the 70s, that led eventually to the loss of a society that is refined, where there's no longer any manners, where people talk and act like behemoths, where the pratim don't mean anything. If you're a chosh of a person, you don't care about the clothing. What does it mean? What do you care about the clothing? On the other hand, not to get lost, spending your entire life thinking about your little kerchief and your suit. It's a tough thing to find that balance, to understand the chesivus of levushim, of kol prat uprat. Therefore, in a marriage, where there's no pratim, so there's no marriage. That's why they also got rid of marriage. That's why that generation of the 60s and 70s, the marriage became not important. Because the thing was love, the feeling. They got rid of marriage. Because marriage is confining. Marriage is constraining. Marriage means protein. Marriage means pick up the kids, take out the garbage. Well, it's a big person like me. A big naked person like me should care about garbage, having children, and being Isaac and giving a kid a bath and cleaning his ears. It's the kindness for me, a person like me. I'm a big person. I'm in love with the earth. I have Earth Day. What do I have time for a little kid? I'm worried about the earth. I'm worried about, like the Heidegger president, he's going to be best friends with all the dictators. He's going to make shalom in the world. You have to worry. So you understand that our enemies could use lashonis, that they have a hagish, a chush, what it means, that the whole world, there's no earth, there's Eretz Yisrael, there's Yerushalayim. And any time that there's one tent in Eretz Yisrael that's dismantled, the world begins to, the world is falling apart. From that little tent, someplace in a village, someplace, not even a village, what they call now outposts. Right. When one tent is taken apart, the world is falling apart. From that prat of this world, the whole world exists in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But they're worried about the earth. So Mimela, marriage didn't mean anything. It's the tachas of marriage. So, and when they tried to get married, when these people tried to get married, such churbanis in marriages, they made not. Either that, or they just, or that at some point later on, they started putting on neckties again and acting like human beings. When they put themselves together. Yeah. But if not, what a churban came, they left us with this mess that we're in right now. What we have, we have kids walking around with their pants that are falling down, and that don't know how to say a nice word to an adult that don't speak with derech eretz. I'm not 90 years old, but when we were kids, there was a certain mahalach of derech eretz in the world, just derech eretz. When the pratim, when one does not see that in every single prat this nishmas elokim chayim, the soul of the living God of kel melech chay v'chayim is in every single prat. So then society is destroyed. The kevin sheregesh alei v'asechel apnimi nosen ha'or helokis haklolos. When a person remains, when the heart and the mind of the person remains focused on that great light, that big, big talus of Hashem's Baruch, the light of God, the infinite light of God that is to be found in every single prat, and he doesn't lose sight of the of that whole picture of the Neshama Lekis that is when all these details come together to create a picture of a Yid. Mr. Teres B'chol Hamayin HaLimud HaMaisim, that's hiding and concealed in all of the details of our learning, of our practical learning, of our Limud HaMaisim, of learning halacha, learning Gemara, halacha, and so on. Mishavu, when a person's heart and mind are connected to that big picture that comes out, that emerges from all of the details, then Mishavu Ayideze Gilui Pnimi B'chol Prat U'Prat. That's Teres Lashma. Then there comes about a revelation, a gilui pnimi, a deep gilui of that general big light of Hashem in every single prat, in every single string of the tzitzis. That's what I meant by the outpost on the hilltop in the Eretz Yisrael. It's a string of God's tzitzis. It's a string. B'chol prat u'prat, sheyoytze l'or, that comes out to light, l'fi kishron ruchei shel kol echad, according to the kishron ruach, the spiritual talent and koiches of each person to see that, to feel that, to draw that out. L'fam m'mizrachi v'harayin m'mizgalim, ad she'ev she'gam ken levati l'varis nitzaytzar eloki. Sometimes it becomes so clear, and that idea that is hidden, or that presence of God that's hidden in the detail, becomes so revealed and expands to such a degree, and it takes form, misgalim, like the word goylim, and then it takes form and shape in such a way that you could actually express it and explain it. What? The nitzaytzar eloki, the spark of God that's there. That's Rabbi Nachman told Rabbi Nosson to write Likutei Halachos, to take Shulchan Aruch, and to show in the order of Shulchan Aruch how the light of God is coming out from every halach in Shulchan Aruch, which is a way the Jews learn. And when that's forgotten, then we suffer from it. Shenitpas be'ezim and a pratim, that you could see the infinite light of God shining out from a prat, a detail. Again, it's from every detail, but you have to know how to. It's a big thing to learn, to understand. Uberoimim usmaila b'chol ha'pratim, ulefomim isgal ha'dover ha'kbetor, his noitzitzus adina b'chad ve'alev. Sometimes you can't put into writing, you can't say it in words. But in a very edel and in a gentle, mysterious way, your heart feels how God is hiding in this detail of halacha, the presence of God in this tiny detail of this big picture. Regardless, whether you express it or don't express it, whether you feel it or you don't feel it, it lifts the soul up to a madrig. It lifts a person up. Shechaim kulum is dakechim al yoda, and all of life becomes purified. One more minute, becomes purified and refined through this life, a life of Torah Shebal Peh, of Torah and Nitzus. So, and that's the deeper meaning of kol oisik b'Torah l'shma zarech l'dvarim harbe, that we began this whole inyan of Laris HaTorah, this whole limud of Laris HaTorah with that story. Kol oisik b'Torah l'shma v'yoisik b'Torah l'shma zarech l'dvarim harbe. Then he's zorich for many things. Zorich l'dvarim harbe. And the Mishnah there in Avos goes on to say, and it says, v'ha'orak lolus l'mos anema, v'loi oid el shakol ha'ilam kula k'day hu lai. It says an amazing thing there. The Mishnah, k'l'aisi b'tar l'shma zorich l'dvarim harbe, he brings down something from Harvey Leit. El Shakol Ha'olam Kulo Kedai Hulo. Hear how Rav Kook, whenever he ends, we always learn this all the years. He ends always with a sentence that puts it all together. It's not just an ending, it's everything. So the Mishnah says, Halomitar Lishma, Zorich Ladvarm Harbe. Zorich Ladvarm Harbe. And it says, Nikorei, he becomes a good friend. The Mishnah says,
Oh, who is beloved? Ivis Amakam, Ivis Abris, Missamachas Amakam, Samachas Abris of a lobster, another Vier, Machat, Elias Sadik, Chosid, Yoshev, and Emmas, the Mishnah of his. Rachtam and Achet, takes him away from Chet, and Makarvosli, Deis Chus, Venenemi, and Eitzim, Sashia, Bina Gavura, brings the Posik, all other things. And at the end, Megali Razi Torah, that he knows secrets of Torah, Venasik, Kamayim, is Gav, Vichnosh, and the place he becomes like a river that doesn't start flowing, Sanua, Sneezdik, Erech, Ruach, Moichel, Alobainim, all of these are the Dvarim Harbin. Rav Kook explains like this. Haloimid kol oisik b'tor l'shma zorich l'dvarim harbin. In the harbin, in all of the billions of details of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, of learning Torah, and when you're oisik b'tor l'shma, you zorich l'dvarim harbin, meaning that from all of those, from the harbe protim of Torah, from the harbe, from the millions and billions of details, you come to a bechina of what? It was worth creating the entire world just for you. Because the entire world is the big picture. The entire world is the neshama lakis of all the details coming together. Not just the details of halacha, the details of this cell together with that cell, this molecule with that molecule, this flower with that flower. Well, kol ha'olam kedai hu lai. The whole world. You feel like you're stuck in one little detail. I'm sitting here on this tesis the whole day. On one tiny little thing. Zarech l'dvam harda. You should know that if you go with the right thought and with the right feeling, and you learn Torah l'shma, you're going to be zarech l'dvam harbi. You're going to taste in every detail dvam harbi. All things that the Mishnah goes on to talk about. You become all these things. And kol ha'olam kedai hu loy. The whole world is kedai hu loy. A deep level means you feel in that detail of Torah. You feel kol ha'olam kulai kedai hu loy. Like the whole world, you feel in that. Even though I'm talking about one tesis, I feel kol ha'olam kulai kedai hu loy. I feel a connection to the whole Bria, to the whole universe, to the Ur HaChachma, to the Ur Ein Sar Shebachachma, to the Infinite One, who's contained here, who's here. I'm zorchel, to be zorchel d'varim harbe. Kol ha'olam kedai hu lo, the whole universe is kedai. The person feels the whole universe in that prat, in that detail of what he's learning. That's the inin of kol ha'isik b'tar l'shma. Bez Hashem, after the summit, we'll continue. This Rav Kook's not done with us. He's going to help us and take us mamish every step along the way to bring us to this bechina, to this madrega that we should be able to learn Torah. Bez Hashem, we should be zoche to taste of that. We should be zoche, each and every one of us, to be oisik with Torah l'shma, to be zoche with Varam Hadve. Each and every one should have gezund, nachis, and broche, and a healthy summer. Long l'kol Yisrael.
Amen. Amen.